So before we finish the topical current section of the program, just a quick run through of a few stories that I set aside. Clippings galore here, but the positive side, state weighs limits to pepper spray in juvenile jails. Lawmaker and reform groups are pushing to bar officers from carrying pepper spray in juvenile jails in California, one of six states that still allow employees to patrol with the caustic chemicals in youth detention facilities. Their calls came as the Board of State and Community Corrections prepares to consider regulatory changes Thursday, and this is a story that came out on Thursday, the 8th of February. It's in the Mercury News, that would limit using pepper spray to times when there is an imminent threat and would require officers to document its use. So right now they can just spray away and let it go at that. Sort of similar to what the Santa Cruz police can do, at least in terms of not making the when, where, why, how much, and what damage was caused details public, as far as I know. I haven't gotten any response from Dear Chief Andy Mills on that issue yet, and I'm still waiting for a response to, gosh, the very first question I asked him way back in December, and he said, give me time. I said, okay, you know, normally he gets 10 days on a public records response. I have been a little dilatory in following up on that. Anyway, there's a full article on it if you want to check the Mercury News, and I'm hoping to do some more specific stuff on the cannabis controversy, but for love or money, I can't reach Pat Malo, who's been my source in the past. I'll try for maybe Mike Boyd or some other folks who know what's, or at least have some strong opinions on what's going on. And there is, I guess they're awaiting a decision on environmental review. Doesn't look good at the Board of Stupid Vipers, supervisors. They are talking about restricting further cultivation, and I'm not hearing anything about there being a plan to push through an initiative to stop that. Here's a less positive article. Alameda approves funds for license plate readers for all you civil libertarians. Alameda is, of course, a county up in the East Bay. And it's also, it might also be, isn't it also a city or is it just a county? I'm not sure. Alameda will pump the brakes but move forward with the plan to scan the license plate of every vehicle entering and leaving the island city after a marathon city council meeting saw residents and others raise concerns about privacy and whether the data would be shared with federal immigration authorities. Council unanimously agreed early Wednesday, this is again another story on the 8th in the Chronicle, to earmark $500,000 for crime-fighting technology after police asked for 13 license plate readers that they hope will prevent or solve burglaries and other crimes. Before police can buy the devices, though, the city must contract with a vendor and revise its policy on how the information will be used and who will get to see it. I'm skipping most of this article. A majority of those who spoke at the council meeting opposed the idea, saying it was an affront to civil liberties and would make Alameda look like a frightened enclave. Alameda is a warm and inviting community, said Vidya Galula, 32. I'm afraid if we surround our beautiful island with cameras, we will lose that. I don't want to live in a city where everyone who comes in and out is a suspect. Camera supporters, though, spoke passionately about safety, trumpeting all else. He was worried about the security of his family, was Michael Robles Wong, and his neighbors, noting that it is important to keep Alameda a safe small island. And there is this positive story about safe injection in San Francisco, which I actually read about on Thursday. For those of you who listen to my Thursday broadcast or want to check out the Thursday Chronicle. And why don't we call it an afternoon, at least as far as current events goes. And let's dip back now into 2001, the February 4th, 2001 show, when we're all younger, and I'm not sure things were any better. They were probably just as bad, though some say times have gotten worse. I describe this show in my opening introduction to the show, and so you'll be able to get a preview of what you can expect to listen to if you decide to listen to it. Thanks for being with me on this edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides, and you can catch the flashback if you'd like. It's what's coming up next. First, we'll give you a little final music to say goodbye by.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Temperatures rising and the whole world uniting against us and the things that we've done. With Iraq flattened like downtown Manhattan, it's the end of our time in the sun. The banks are imploding, Afghans are exploding, the debt rises higher each day. But with crazy distortions and logic contortions, blame it all on Obama, some say. Well, peak oil's a-coming, can't keep our cars running, and our public schools are a joke. Detroit's a ghost town, the factories closed down, American industry's broke. Money from China so we can all live finer while they torture folks in plain sight. Still some folks are saying the solution is praying and moving us all to the right. You picked a fine time to be a dumbass, watching Rush Limbaugh, they're going to class. Your country needs you, you tell them that you're through, cause you don't like the bill they just passed. Picked a fine time to be a dumbass. In Texas, the school board just went and outlawed the teaching of Tom Jefferson. Folks with credentials from Fair School of Dental decided what they could teach to your son. The Tea Party's railing, they love Sarah Palin. She quit serving, but they don't care. They say they're not racist, just look at their faces. You'll never see a black one there. You picked a fine time to be a dumbass, watching Rush Limbaugh that are going to class. When your country needs you, you tell them that you're through, cause you don't like the bills they just passed. You picked a fine time to be a dumbass. I guess being patriotic means acting moronic. If you don't like the election, you can just turn your back. You picked a fight.